This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Okay, Joey Pals, brought to you by the J. Ovier Group. I love to say that. J. Ovier Real Estate Group, 626-510-7042. He specializes in real estate needs for families with special needs, emotional, physical, mental, financial. He takes care of seniors, he does investment counseling, and in his office are folks who speak Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese. Also.
Achtung.
What's that mean?
I think it's German.
Oh. They have German too. In the treasure chest, a gift certificate from Elmer's. They've got wonderful new things over there that if I pronounced, I would not be able to talk.
But apparently no turkey.
No. The website is eat@elmers.com. 327-8419.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Go in there and see the collection of old typewriters. It's so wonderful. Or you can look at the new printers, the competitive prices, their expertise. They will fix anything. If you've got a broken IBM Selectric or a broken, wait for it, fax machine, they'll fix it. They're on East Ramon Road, 778-4444.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
$50 gift certificate from MJR Custom Framing. Get those things framed for Christmas. It's coming. Oh, yes, it is.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
Red Jeep Tours, you got a $50 gift certificate. We keep saying give this to your house guest till they'll be gone for a day. That's not very nice, is it? Red-JeepTours.com, 477-4118. And all kidding aside, I know that over Thanksgiving, some of our Joey pals wanted to send their house guests on a Red Jeep Tour because they're fabulous. They were booked up. So if you're thinking about your holiday guest, call 477-4118.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Morgan. And, well, the Red Jeeps, you have to come. Oh, this season is going to be so beautiful. Come with us on those Red Jeeps. You'll be so excited.
Okay, we know this is tough because Brian and Teresa have 5 kids. I've got 3. We'll take the 8th caller. 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 8, I'll mail all of that out to you. And thank you so much for making this show what you have for how many? 27 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in my 27th year on the radio and my 77th year on the planet, or vice versa.
Almost as long as COVID's been around.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's interesting.
Wait. You have to open the medicine cabinet first. Uh-oh. It needs... It needs oiling.
I'm a little weak today.
Too much turkey.
I didn't do enough walking over the holidays so far.
Are you all healed up from your walking?
You know what's strange is I've been such a bad patient. Ever since I had that fall, I think the technical term is I jacked up my shoulder.
I told you, exercise is not good for you.
It's not. I'm giving it up for Christmas, or what do you call it?
Lent.
Whatever. My New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Less exercise is better.
Good.
But anyway, okay. So I saw this red Jeep parked in the parking lot when I came in today.
Well, that's mine.
Is it? Uh-oh. Yes. Well.
How badly did you ding it?
No, I'm just kidding. I know. Just laughing about that.
You
okay.
Better be. Question from a Joey pal.
Question.
Must be a pregnant woman. How will the new variant affect her?
I feel like Karnak.
Yeah, I know.
And the answer is...
Jeopardy.
Well, we were just kind of touching on that, but yes. It's an excellent question. Because the CDC has not changed its guidance yet for pregnant women as far as they still want you to get the primary series. And if you think about it, what we're, the variants we're seeing today are infective, but not as virulent, meaning the type of illness is not as serious. We do know pregnant women have always been at risk. They've always had poor outcomes, rare, but it happens. So the CDC's recommendation is still at any trimester of pregnancy to start your primary series and then include catch-up. They say catch-up with the booster,
so
which is the
bivalent.
There would be four for them. And you can get that within the you think about your 9 month of gestation. There was a study published recently about exposure to COVID vaccine in the first trimester. It causes no issues at all. There's no problem with, you know, premature delivery. Poor outcome for the baby, and we do know that the vaccine's been very, very effective. So what we're going to probably end up seeing downstream is that they want you to catch up, get the bivalent booster, and then we're going to see, as we've seen in the past, the emergence of more booster shots or even primary series that are tailored specifically to the circulating viruses, which means all those old shots that we're still giving probably going to go by the wayside, and we're going to have a new primary series that is inclusive of variant-derived COVID particles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Dear Dr. Brian, so the BQ1 and the BQ1.1 do not respond to the vaccines we have?
They do. The booster. Because
five.
Right, because the BA4, BA5 is the cousin, the direct lineage and cousin to these variants. And so we expect, and in fact, the studies have been done. Columbia did the study. They looked at immunizing particles, you know, at post-immunization, and they get very excellent response. Remember, these are in vitro. So, memory, we call it immunity memory or prior infection, so hybrid immunity. All these things make a difference. So the only thing against the current variants is you're going to have to get that booster.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm done talking about COVID.
Oh, you're done. Oh, yeah.
I stuffed my turkey with COVID, by the way.
Oh, stop.
It's very good. Very good. Wait, I want to talk
about
something.
We're in our 143rd week.
All right, I'm gonna stop talking about. I want to talk about something very serious.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Okay.
Okay, for your listeners.
Okay.
All right. I attended a grand opening of a film that we sponsored. Here is the presenting sponsor. It's called It's Not a Burden: Humor and Heartache of Raising Elderly Parents. And because it was Caregivers Month, it still is for a couple more days, two more days, I guess. We just want you to have a chance to see this movie for yourself. You could stream it online, but there's going to be a showing at the Cathedral City Senior Center on the 30th at 4 p.m. I went and saw it with Teresa. We saw it at the Camelot Theater. With Michelle Boyner, who actually produced it, and her mother was in it, who's honestly a star. But this is not about star power. This is about people struggling to raise not just their parents, to care for their parents as they're going through dementia, as they're going through the end of life, phases of life. It is heartwarming. It brought tears to my eyes. They actually had the people that were in the movie, like the families, come on stage and tell their story. It was just really a glorious story. It's heartwarming, and I know there's a lot of people out here who are taking care of their parents or children with disabilities or even older kids with disabilities. I urge you to go see this.
What's it called again?
It's called It's Not a Burden: Humor and Heartache of Raising Elderly Parents. It's something we're proud we sponsored, and I think it meets our mission as neighbors in this community for 40 years to actually give the community something that I think is both touching. And we have all the services available for those people who are struggling right now to take care of their loved ones, elderly parents. Teresa's parents live with us, right? And they've lived with us for 5 years. They're tremendously helpful. But we understand that that's a role that, you know, you don't expect to be in as a child. But we're there, and it's a nice to see that other people are actually going through similar episodes, and it's such an important way to actually, give something back to the community.
When we do our senior moment, one of the aspects is Dementia Help Center, and we talk about not necessarily living your life as a caregiver to your parents, but you need to plan to become a care manager so it doesn't rob you of your own heartbeats.
Absolutely. And this story, you know, depicts the importance of taking care of yourself, of getting help, talking to people who are sharing that.
Did you give this movie to my children?
Yes.
To watch? Okay.
Yes. And you, like I said, you can stream it online. And it's actually on our website right now.
Oh.
So as you're on our website, there's two major things you can do. You can sign up for this at the Cathedral City Senior Center.
Date and, again?
What is it?
The 30th.
Oh, yeah. November 30th
at 4 p.m.
Yeah. I urge everyone to go see it. The director won't be there, but the message is there, and that's what's clear. The other important thing I just want to remind people of, and that is we're almost done with open enrollment. And as a participant, as a steward of, I think, good healthcare resources in the community for 40 years with Desert Oasis Healthcare, I just want to make sure that everyone is clear. This is one of the most important decisions you're going to make about your healthcare. And we want you to be smart about making choices, talking to a trusted broker, go to our website. We have heard a lot of stuff out in the community about stuff that's not accurate, people recommending health plans that are not with us, but they sound like they're with us. And we're the only organization, we're the highest rated, star rated medical group in all of Palm Springs. And we partner with Desert Care Network and with Eisenhower. We use their hospital services. There's groups out here that have come into the community of late, put up billboards, and are selling themselves as partners with these hospitals. They're not. We give to nonprofits. We're here as your neighbors, and we're committed to this community. And so if you want to pick a healthcare organization that actually is here for your health, that's Desert Oasis Healthcare. Find one of our doctors if you're not with us already, and really pick a group that is committed to what's happening in the Coachella Valley.
MyDOHC.com, your health, your life, our passion. I saw somebody looked a lot like you doing that commercial on TV this morning.
Yeah, you know what?
In a white coat.
We need to get some new commercials, and we are going to make some new commercials. I think we are committed to really getting our message out there. You know, we're not the stepchild in this community as a healthcare provider. We really are here and committed and doing some great things. I just wanted to add in on my last comment. If you are signing up for Alignment Smart HMO, that's not with Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay.
That is not a product that we carry. So if you're getting pushed by that for brokers, you won't be with Desert Oasis Healthcare, and you might get one of these other groups that do not have I think the accolades and the meritorious service to the community that we represent, reflect, and work hard at every day.
I'm with Brian Bilharts, who's with you.
Brian was here, last week? 2 weeks ago? I can't even tell
remembers?
You. Well, Lindsay and I had to go to, believe it or not, Disneyland.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like to go to Disneyland as an adult with no kids? It is like the strangest thing.
Well, in the first place, it costs $125 to park your car.
You can't believe how crowded it was. I could not believe it.
Yeah, and look at what it costs to go there.
You know what? It's packed. So yeah. I know these are tough times, but, you know, Disneyland, you could suspend reality for a couple of days. And I didn't go in the park. Lindsay did.
Why did you go to Disneyland, she asked with a straight face.
No, this is true. Lindsay and I, we were doing a presentation at a major conference there. And so Lindsay was presenting at the opening session, and I was presenting on Thursday.
At the Disneyland Hotel?
Well, in their ballrooms. Yes.
I did my concert there once.
Yeah, they had over 3,000 attendees. I mean, it's...
Okay, I guess we'll buy that.
You know... I'm not another pretty face on the radio with you, Joey. I actually go out and do things.
He's in that white coat on the television. Are you with us next week?
I'm going to be here the rest of the year,
whether
you like it
or
not. Sitting in this chair, I might not even go home today. I might sit here.
I'll just stay here all day with
next
us.
Week.
I don't like this whole thing. I don't like BQ1 and BQ1.1, and I thought it would be over now.
I wish they'd give names like hurricanes.
Yes, right.
Right?
And yes. So,
yeah, except for we'd be on, you know, Queenie or Yoda. We're getting down there. We're in the you know, XYZ range.
Our precious guest, Joey Pals, mydohc.com, 969-6555. Thanks, Dr. Brian. See you again soon.
Joey pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Someday is not one of them. Travel the world while you can. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Might be a good idea while you've got company over the holidays. Send them on a day excursion. Dana Haynes wants you to know we are under the ninth sign astrologically, Sagittarius, until December 21st. She comes down from the mothership, where you can contact her at astrologyworldnews.com. You can call 442-226-6378. Desert Water Agency reminds you that because of those new restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours. Now see, when the time changed, my timer's all screwed up. I just had it fixed. Oh, I'll work on that. And restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. And don't they recommend that you do not overseed this fall and go gold to help the statewide drought. Go gold means let your grass look brown or gold, okay? Just Fabulous. We love this website. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out quickly. 20% off all their Christmas trees. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more things for birthdays, weddings, and a new collection of retro pool floats. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. Delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in beautiful nearby Yucca Valley. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website. It's a great gift idea. And as Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a holiday schedule during this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, the 24th through the 27th. The first tram up is at 8 a.m. The last tram down, that's the one you don't want to miss. The last tram down is at 9:30 p.m. And you can do the ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe, pstramway.com. Okay, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the best popcorn. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things. Sundays with Keisha D is weekly, every Sunday. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is weekly, every Monday. Tuesday Jazz on the Second Floor is weekly, every Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, that's select Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, that's select Thursdays. You can clear it all up at psculturalcenter.org. Thus rendeth, see, thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Tomorrow, Joey pals, Terry Nelson, Brian King, and Rob Osler. Until then, you be well and all the best.